American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 2C.
Look at Figure 1. Match the picture to the phrase you hear. The first one is an example. A natural material that comes from a plant. A natural material that comes from a plant. This sentence describes picture C. Repeat. Cotton is a natural material that comes from a plant. Now listen to the phrase and put the correct number under the picture. Number 1. What you do in the morning. Number 2. Pretty things that men and women wear on their fingers or around their necks. Number 3. A soft material that comes from sheep and keeps us warm in the winter. Number 4. A clear material that we use in windows. Number 5. A natural material that comes from animals, and we use it to make boots. Number 6. One of the hardest materials on earth. Number 7. Where you can put out a cigarette. Let's check your answers. Picture A, glass, is 4. Repeat. Glass is a clear material that we use in windows. Picture B, jewelry, is 2. Repeat. Men and women wear jewelry on their fingers or around their necks. Picture C, cotton, was the example. Picture D, wake up, is 1. Repeat. You wake up in the morning. Picture E, wool, is 3. Repeat. Wool comes from sheep and keeps us warm in the winter. Picture F, ashtray, is 7. Repeat. You can put out a cigarette in an ashtray. Picture G, a diamond ring, is 6. Repeat. A diamond is one of the hardest materials on earth. And picture H, leather, is 5. Repeat. Leather is a natural material that comes from animals. And we use it to make boots.
Look at figure 2. Listen to a dialogue and then write the answer to the question. Number one.
Ed, it's really cloudy. I think we should eat inside, not out on the patio.
Yes, you're right. It might rain.
Why are they going to eat inside? The answer is, it might rain. Repeat, it might rain. Number two.
Jane, are you going to Jim's party?
I may go later.
Is Jane going to Jim's party? The answer is, she may go later. Repeat, she may go later. Number three.
Ellen, that refrigerator is too heavy for you to move.
No, it's not. I can move it.
What can Ellen move? The answer is, she can move the refrigerator. Repeat, she can move the refrigerator. Number four.
Jack, could you do 20 push-ups last month?
No, I couldn't. I could only do about 10.
How many push-ups could Jack do last month? The answer is, he could do about 10 push-ups last month. Repeat, he could do about 10 push-ups last month. Number five.
Larry, were you able to fix that window?
No, I wasn't able to fix it. I had to call a repairman.
Was Larry able to fix the window? The answer is no. He wasn't able to fix the window. Repeat. No, he wasn't able to fix the window. Number six.
Mom, may I go to Betty's house for dinner?
Yes, you can. Try to be home by 7:30.
Can she go to Betty's house for dinner? The answer is yes. She can go to Betty's house for dinner. Repeat, yes, she can go to Betty's house for dinner. Number seven.
Sir, could I speak to you about my quiz scores?
Yes, Sergeant Gomez, you can. Go into my office, and I'll be there in a minute.
Can Sergeant Gomez talk about his quiz scores? The answer is yes. He can talk about his quiz scores. Repeat. Yes, he can talk about his quiz scores. Number eight.
Look at figure 3. Listen to a question and select the best answer. Number 1. Sir, could I take 3 days leave next week? Number 2. Do you think you might go to town today? Number 3. Could you go with me today? Number 4. Are you going to the mall with your sister? Number 5. Were you able to study last night? Number 6. May I help you with that problem? Number 7. Can I borrow your pen? Number 8. Sir, could I get Captain Peters to drive for you today? Number 9. It's supposed to get cold this afternoon. Are you going to take a jacket? Number 10. Is she able to eat anything yet? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. Repeat. Sir, could I take 3 days leave next week? Yes, you can. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Do you think you might go to town today? Yes, I might. Number 3 is B. Repeat. Could you go with me today? No, I can't. Number 4 is B. Repeat. Are you going to the mall with your sister? I may. Number 5 is C. Repeat. Were you able to study last night? No, I couldn't. Number 6 is C. Repeat. May I help you with that problem? Yes, you may. Number 7 is A. Repeat. Can I borrow your pen? Yes, you can. Number 8 is B. Repeat. Sir, could I get Captain Peters to drive for you today? Yes, you can. Number 9 is A. Repeat. It's supposed to get cold this afternoon. Are you going to take a jacket? I might. And number 10 is C. Repeat. Is she able to eat anything yet? Yes, she's able to now. Now look at figure 4. Listen to a question. Write the answer using the words in your book. The first one is an example. Example. Can I borrow your radio tonight? You see the words yes, can in your book. You should write, yes, you can borrow my radio tonight. Repeat, yes, you can borrow my radio tonight. Listen to the questions and write the answers in complete sentences. Number 1. Can I use your car? Number 2. May I leave my books on your desk? Number 3. Would it be okay to close the door? Number 4. Could I take leave next Friday? Number 5. Do you mind if I smoke? Number 6. Is it okay to park my car here? Number 7. May I bring my friend to the party? Number 8. Could I leave early? Number 9. Can I turn off the TV? Number 10. May I go to the library?
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is, no, you can't use my car. Repeat. No, you can't use my car. Number 2 is, sure, you can leave your books on my desk. Repeat. Sure, you can leave your books on my desk. Number 3 is, yes, you can close the door. Repeat. Yes, you can close the door. Number 4 is, yes, you can take leave next Friday. Repeat. Yes, you can take leave next Friday. Number 5 is, no, I don't mind if you smoke. Repeat. No, I don't mind if you smoke. Number 6 is, no, you can't park your car here. Repeat, no, you can't park your car here. Number 7 is, of course you can bring your friend to the party. Repeat, of course you can bring your friend to the party. Number 8 is, no, You can't leave early today. Repeat. No, you can't leave early today. Number 9 is, no, you can't turn off the TV yet. Repeat. No, you can't turn off the TV yet. Number 10 is, yes, you can go to the library. Repeat. Yes, you can go to the library. This is the end of tape 2C, book 13.